In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When Pontius Pilate was questioning Christ before his crucifixion, he asked him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" It says that Jesus answered him, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" The question that Pilate asked, "What is truth?" probably was a question he asked in a cynical way, but it's a question that people have asked throughout human history. What is truth? And how do we know what the truth is? We live in a time when people live according to lies and they expect everybody else to play along with those lies. We have people who believe or want everyone else to believe that they're an animal and they expect people to treat them like that. We have men who want to say that they're women. We even have more than one cases in the last couple years where you have a man who was a rapist who pawned himself off as a woman and talked the authorities into putting him into a prison full of women where he raped more women. And you have to ask yourself, how insane does society have to be to go along with such things, to play along with such lies? But the thing is, when you unmoor yourself from the basis of the truth, then you lose any ability to say what is truth or what is not truth. We've lost the ability to say, "That's just not true that you're a woman. I'm sorry, you're a man, you're going to the male prison." Social media is full of people trying to present lies about themselves. If you looked on Facebook at people's profile pages, you would think that everybody's living a happy life, everything's great, there's no bad things that ever happen to them, because they're presenting to you one aspect of their life and they're pumping up the good things. They're not telling you the bad things. They're showing you their glamour shot photos. They're not showing you what they look like in the morning when they just wake up. So this is not reality. This is a fake reality. Fallen men, according to St. Paul in Romans 1, suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They don't want the truth. Now, we have mixed feelings about the truth, because even fallen people talk about the truth, and there's things about the truth that they would like to know, but they don't want to know the ultimate truth. If you ask the question, how do we know what is true, a lot of people would say, well, if I can see something with my eyes or feel it with my fingers, then I know that it's true. Well, observation can tell you things that are true, but observation is not going to tell you what the truth is, because the truth is bigger than just a collection of things that are true. The truth includes all those things that are true, but it includes what it all means. What's the point of everything? How did everything come into being? And that's the part of the truth that sinners don't really want to deal with. They want to distort that in some way because they want to continue to live the lives the way that they want to live them. Christ says that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And we as Orthodox Christians need to reject lies, and we need to stand for the truth, because increasingly what you're going to find is going to get harder and harder for you to stand for the truth. Particularly when it comes to these issues about gender and all this nonsense, if you're not willing to say that there are an infinite number of genders, you're probably not going to get certain kinds of jobs, and you might lose the job that you have. You might not be able to get a degree at the university that you'd like to go to. And the temptation is going to be very strong for you to play along with the lies. Just go along to get along. George Orwell famously said, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And when you engage in revolutionary acts, you often wind up getting killed or thrown in prison, but you certainly don't get treated very well, certainly at the beginning of such a revolution. The way we know what the truth is because Christ himself is the truth. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He's the truth. We come to know him by, of course, reading the scriptures, hearing the gospel, becoming members of the church, participating in the sacraments. And we have to live a life that's according to that truth. We can't just know it intellectually. We can't just know certain facts. Our life has to be in conformity with the truth that we find in Christ. To be an Orthodox Christian means to be like Christ, and to be like Christ, who is the truth, means to live according to the truth. We have to constantly ask ourselves, are we living according to the truth? Are we standing for the truth? Are we playing along with lies? We can't do that. There's spiritual delusion throughout our society, and it used to be that there were certain truths that everybody acknowledged that you could say, okay, this is a Christian society, at least on some level. That's gone, that's past. If you want to be a Christian, be prepared to be hated. They hated Christ, they're going to hate you. That's what Christ promises for you today, that they're going to hate you if you stand for the truth. So don't give up, don't be weary, and don't be fearful, because the truth will out, as the saying goes. The truth will triumph in the end, and lies will be exposed. People who love darkness, they hate the light because the light exposes the truth, and they don't want that to be revealed about themselves. We need to love that truth, and we need to ask God to reveal the truth about ourselves to us so that we repent of our sins. But if we live according to the truth, we know that ultimately we will be on the winning side. Amen.